This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1042, Why Life Experience is Everything When It Comes to Connection.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you step into a party full of people that you don't know and you can connect with 90% of them based on your life experiences, that gives you massive confidence. Find out more details on how to build this skill in English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. Have you been to any parties lately?
Yeah, you know what? Last weekend, I went to someone's birthday party, a friend of a friend. Actually, it was my friends, all of my friends' friends. So they weren't my friends necessarily, but they were my friends' friends. And I had met all the people there a few times before. Uh-huh. One of them had a birthday party and we went out to the docks on the Charles River and we had some drinks and we had some food. And then we went to a beer garden. That was fun.
Oh, that's really fun.
Yeah, good times.
So, what did you guys talk about? Were you able to, connect with a lot of people?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's so funny because it reminded me a lot of our show when I was coming home that night after the party, because I realized on this show, you know, we talk a lot about how to speak English, right? How to connect, how to, you know, say phrases naturally. But I think the bottom line is that if we don't have actual experiences to talk about, we won't be able to connect. So when I was there, when we were walking to the party, we were walking across the bridge and I was feeling a little bit self-conscious, a little bit like, what am I going to talk to everyone about? They're not my friends, but I kind of had to go to the party and I wasn't like dying to go, but I wanted to go to support my friend, right. Who wanted to support her friends.
a lot of supporting.
But the thing is, it was okay. Why? Because I have a lot of life experience and I had something to connect with each of them individually on. For example, one of the guys had just traveled to Colombia and I've been to Colombia before. So we talked about traveling to Colombia for like a half hour. Another guy is debating whether to move to New York or stay in Boston and I've lived in both cities. So we talked about that.
You could give advice.
Another girl there went to my graduate program, the same graduate program, so we could talk about our professors. Another guy is a project manager for an app building company, and we're building an app. Another guy plays tennis, and I play tennis. So the point is,
wow.
Like, I've done some living, right? I'm not trying to, brag here, but I've done a few things in my life, and I was able to connect on one thing with each of them, and I was able to build my confidence at that party and not feel like I, just because they weren't my friends, I didn't have to be quiet and sit in the corner. You know what I mean?
Right. And I bet your conversations were so much more interesting because you've had all this experience. So instead of just being like, oh, what do you do? Right? It probably helped you connect with them a lot.
Yeah. So I was thinking when we were coming home in the taxi after the party, I was like, wow, this is such a key piece that maybe we don't emphasize enough. It's getting out into the world and having real experiences. It doesn't mean you have to travel abroad, but it means you have to be outside of your door, outside of your desk at home, get beyond the textbook and have some actual material to talk about.
Right. I mean, I think that this is really great, Lindsay. I'm so glad that you're bringing this up because, guys, you know, today we want to talk about one very important piece of connection, which is your own self-development, right?
Yes, exactly, Michelle. I love it. So what else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this makes me think, I mean, when I think about this, I think about, usually when I come in, you know, when I see my students the first time after a weekend, I always ask them about their weekend. And a lot of times, they might, you know, not really know what to say, or they'll say, oh, I just stayed home.
No, not when you're living in New York.
Exactly. So I mean, of course, you know, your students, you have to study, but a lot of times, you know, and so I always say, okay, I've kind of thought about this a lot because I encourage my students. I say, you need to be doing things because then that's what's going to give you things to talk about. Right.
It's not,
I'm not asking them about their weekend because I don't know what else to say. I don't know how to start to the class or anything. They say it because I like to give my students the message that they should have something to talk about when it comes to the weekend. So, you know, if they come in with something interesting, I'm so excited because then I can ask them questions and we can all talk about it. Right.
Exactly.
Cause if you say, oh, I just stayed home or nothing, right?
You won't
have the chance to build connections. So I love when students can tell me a really good story about their weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and sharing parts of yourself, guys, is going to give other people things to grab onto. So maybe next time, Michelle, if you go into class and your student says, oh, I went to, I saw the play Wicked. Then maybe the next day you can say, oh, hey, I heard there's a new play by the same producer coming out. And that'll be the spark for your next conversation with that person.
Right. You can like use it as a building block for your conversations in the future, for sure. Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a really, really good thing to point out, Lindsay. And but I'm curious, do you have any areas that you would consider like a blind spot, maybe that you that you aren't able to connect with people on?
For sure. So one of my blind spots, and this is the piece, we also need to be aware of our blind spots. Yeah. I always kind of have to go quiet when the topic comes to like classic rock and music, or not, well, different genres of music throughout history, because my parents unfortunately didn't really expose me to that much music. I remember listening to Creedence Clearwater and the Beatles when we were like cleaning up from dinner when I was a kid, but you know, I don't know much about classic singers like Aretha Franklin. I haven't listened to much of her music. I'm missing a massive piece of culture in my life, in my understanding. So when the conversation comes to music, or even some like, I don't know, pop culture stuff like TV shows or movies, I just have to stay quiet. So I realize I have to fill in the gap there.
Interesting. So do you think that that's something you want to learn more about? Or is it just something where you're like, well, that's, you know, one area that I don't really connect on. And that's okay. Like to have that. You can't know about everything.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Michelle. I'm a little bit on the fence, to be honest, but I feel like I should fill in some of the very gaping holes, like very famous musicians like Aretha Franklin, for example. I should fill in the holes. I should fill in the gaps because that's like historical and that's about culture. But I also think that it's kind of cool when people go deep into their own interests. And if it's just not an interest, then that's okay.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So you kind of have to pick and choose. I mean, you can't be an expert on everything, on every genre of music,
you're going to
drive yourself crazy. But like, if there are certain things that you realize that, you know, you want to know more about, you know, that could be a great opportunity. And why not learn more about it?
Exactly. I mean, but the point is like walking into a party and knowing that you don't necessarily know these people as your friends, but you know, you can spark a conversation with 90% of them because of the experiences that you've had in your life. That's powerful. Right.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, so like for me, I mean, I guess, you know, if I go to a party and I meet people, one of my favorite things would be if they're talking about travel. Right. So like I met some new friends of mine and they had been to India and, you know, I was in India. And so I was able to really connect with them on that. There's so much to talk about. Or if someone who's lived abroad, that's a huge one for me because I lived abroad twice. So like you've lived abroad and we can kind of share our experience. finances. Other areas that, I mean, I guess I'm more, know more about pop culture and music than maybe you're saying. I don't know.
Probably.
But I know a little bit more, but I certainly am no expert. And I think I'm also, stuck in like the 90s and the early 2000s as a problem.
Yeah, so that's come I'm up in the show. Like, oh,
have you guys heard about that new show, Friends?
Dawson's Creek? Have you heard
of
it?
Yeah. Has anybody heard of it? Like Phoebe, Rachel? I don't know. Like, I think that sometimes I get a little bit stuck in the past. I'm very nostalgic. So I guess maybe I could keep more up to date on current things, although I am trying. But I can talk about like, you know, my experience with comedy and radio and things like that. These are my, oh, another one is living in New York. So like you said, you have living in New York, moving away from home. You know, these are things that like I feel lucky to connect with people on, but I am missing information because on things like, I don't know, maybe teaching English abroad. I never did that. I mean, I've lived abroad, but I never did teaching English. Certain TV shows, like I said, I don't watch. Like, I don't watch Game of Thrones. Definitely sports I'm missing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another one too, for sure.
Especially playing sports. But I mean, I know about some sports a little bit, but that's a huge one that I'm missing.
Guys, if you love the All Ears English podcast, but you're not subscribed, then go ahead and hit the button to subscribe now so that you don't miss any of our amazing episodes. And even better, if you're an iOS user, you can listen inside our new app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses, where you'll get free and fun videos every week where we take you around our cities of New York, Boston, and Portland, Oregon. See you there, allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love that. So it's good. So, you know, you and I, we have a few overlapping things. So that's why we've been able to connect through these conversations really nicely. And then we have different things that we're strong in different areas. But I think the key is kind of understanding where you're strong and where you're weak and what you're going to do with that.
Right. Exactly. And all of these experiences that I just listed about myself and for you, what you know about these are experiences that you, it could have been that you never had them. And then, but they're huge opportunities to connect with people, right?
Exactly. So why does this all matter, Michelle? I mean, why are we talking about this today? How can this help our listeners?
Yeah. Well, guys, of course, you know, think about it. You know, you can connect with others over your experience. So like my thing with my students about the weekend, you know, try and think, okay, yeah, maybe I have a lot to do this weekend. Maybe I have errands and chores and this and that. Okay. Even that is something, you know, there you can find something with everything, right? So even if it was that you had a lot of homework or you just stayed home, well, what did you do at home? Did you watch 10 TV shows? Mm-hmm. What were the shows? Did you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What else do you think, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, this is, like I said before, like this is really powerful and it's almost more, I would say it is more powerful than having the right grammar, guys, than having the right vocabulary, is having the thing that sparks the conversation. As you said, Michelle, what drives the conversation forward is the content. It's not
right.
Being correct. It's the content. It's connection and content. Okay. So this gets people interested, excited to speak with you. It makes it so that you know, maybe they're not your best friends. Maybe they're not even your friends, but you will be able to maintain a conversation so that you can feel confident and self-sufficient. The worst thing is if your friend brings you to a party and then your friend worries about you all night because you're not able to start conversations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, no, you do not want that. No,
you don't want that. I'd rather go home. You know what I mean? So I was a little bit worried because I didn't know, like, am I going to, like, what's going to happen here? Like, can I really connect with these guys? But luckily, I could lean on my life experience. That's what you guys want to be able to do.
Okay. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I mean, yeah, I think that this makes you feel connected to society as a whole. So it's not necessarily just about maybe one conversation you're going to have, but just to the whole general world, right? Or, you know, whatever group you're in. And maybe it's your group at, you know, maybe it's your college campus. Maybe it's your job, right? Just like be connected to society as a whole and to specific groups that you're in.
Yeah, I love that point, Michelle. It's fun. Like, it's really fun. It also helps you reflect on your own experiences.
Yeah.
And it's fun when you, and you're also going to create a nicer bond with the person when you're both talking about a common experience. You have hopefully positive memories of it. That brings like some kind of the neurons fire in the right way. It probably brings you closer to that person, right? You know
for
what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely good for bonding with others. Yeah. You know, we're going to have to do a follow up on like ways that you can say that you've had these similar experiences.
Yeah,
maybe we've done similar episodes. I'll have to take a look, but that would be a fun one.
Yeah. I mean, so guys, for a step after we finish, for like a takeaway for our tips here, what you guys could do next is you could do an inventory. Like you could actually sit down and take this to the next level. Sit down and write out like a web of experiences that you've had. And these are things you can connect with people on immediately as soon as you realize that they share a similar experience or a different angle on that experience. Right?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So today's, what we want you guys to come away with today is the knowledge of what you already have and how you can use that to drive conversations.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. I think that always be thinking, especially just for your English, just think, how can this help me in a conversation? Mm-hmm. Could I share this experience with someone?
Exactly. And then as Michelle said, right, just go out and get experience. If you're doing that inventory and you're realizing there's not enough, maybe you feel like there's not a lot to put on there. Everyone's had life experience. You guys are adults, right? So there's going to be a lot. But if you want more experience, go out and get it. Go out and get it. You know, do things, right? Take a class in something new. Learn something new. Take a trip, right? Do something. Get experiences.
Right. Exactly. And even if you feel like, oh, you didn't do much or you don't have that much to contribute. Still, you probably did. No one just sits there. Right.
Right.
Like, I mean, unless you're really sick, you know, you're really not feeling well or something, you probably did something. So even if you sat and watched TV, even if you watched one movie, talk about it, right?
Yeah. And I think we will do a follow-up episode here, Michelle, on how to kind of find that common experience as quickly as possible in a party situation and how to break it down and drive that conversation. I think we should definitely do a follow-up.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, guys, so take risks, you know, pay attention to the world around you and just always think about like, well, what experience am I getting? Is this something that I can share with others? And probably the answer is yes.
Exactly. It's not always about the number of like intense life experiences. Maybe it's about just a normal day, but it's how you see it and how you can take that into the conversation.
For sure. Yeah, I really like this. Yeah, Lindsay, this has been a really interesting episode. I'm so glad that you brought this topic for the show.
Yeah, I love how we can get episode ideas by just going out to parties and things. It's so great.
That's great. I know.
So cool. All right. So I'm glad we could dive into this topic today, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out and I'll see you back here on the next one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Looking forward to discussing lots of new experiences.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.